Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Sarah, are you ready?
I am ready.
Awesome. Well, I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Sarah Bro is the founder of Bro Creative. She is a writer, a content strategist, and a brand storyteller. I'm excited to have you on. Sarah, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, I am a Southerner, and I live in Tennessee with my family. My husband's a photographer, and I have two children, and I have been in so many different industries that I've confused myself on who I am and who I'm supposed to be. But right now I find myself in the marketing industry, and I love storytelling, and this has been a really good intersection of my passions, which are creativity and storytelling and entrepreneurship.
Nice. I love it. So what is out of the different careers or lives that you've led, Sarah, which one is the craziest?
Ooh, the craziest likely. Oh gosh, there's just so many. I did teach English to a cloistered nun once. I don't know if that's crazy, but it was odd. I've taught high school. I taught English as a second language in Nashville, and I had over 30 countries represented in one classroom.
That's pretty amazing right there.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, English as a second language in Nashville to a room with 30 people from just different amazing backgrounds and experiences. Awesome.
Yeah, refugees, immigrants, kids of, you know, Nissan workers. I mean, it was wild.
Yeah. And so here we are, and we all come from different backgrounds and experiences, and I think that we have certainly shared values, but different values and beliefs and everything else. And we're trying to communicate and articulate how we help people out in the world, but it's not always easy. So telling stories, tell me a little bit about what it is about that process or that you get so excited about.
Storytelling, I think, is really the way we build bridges. It's the way we connect. And I think, you know, the human condition just really involves being disconnected from ourselves, from others, and from God. And I think our whole lives we spend trying to reconnect. And I think storytelling is the way we do that, by sharing our stories with others. You know, I'm really into right now brain development and how our mind actually works. And our brains have these things called mirror neurons. And so when you feel something and are sharing something, I feel something, and and my brain reacts to your brain. And so I can have that shared experience with you. So when we're telling stories, those mirror neurons go off, and we can feel what you're feeling. And I think that that's what happens in storytelling. And when we can connect with our audience or the person we're speaking to, I think we basically succeeded in our ultimate goal of finding belonging and finding purpose and finding that community that we have lost.
Well, that's a powerful thing right there. Ultimate goal of finding belonging and connectedness and getting back to the community that we've maybe lost connection with. And so, yeah, if we're able to do that, that's certainly an incredibly powerful thing right there.
Yeah. And so that's why I think that's what connects all my previous jobs. And I think it's creativity and connection are my core values. And so everything I do kind of goes back to those two core pieces.
Nice. I love that very much.
Thank you.
So I mean, I'm always fascinated. My favorite part of a podcast is hearing somebody's story, right? And just understanding where this person came from, because that often informs where they're coming from and just it makes them likable and identifiable and all that.
Yeah.
And I know that as I listen to people that have these incredible stories, I mean, I find trying to give of myself and share my story, I almost kind of think it's silly because I've not gone through any kind of a crazy struggle. I'm not a refugee from a war-torn country. I did not experience racism or oppression. I have not overcome any kind of physical difficulty or even mental difficulty necessarily. And I'm sure that you hear this a lot. It's like, where there's really nothing in my story that I find to be compelling or fascinating. Right. What do I do?
I think you have to understand that each person brings their own diversity to a situation. So just like the environment, eco-diversity is what is like a proof of health of an environment. And so your voice and your story, whether it be, you know, worthy of the screen, you know, of like being in a movie or not, that doesn't matter. What matters is that you bring you, and the world needs you. And I think that it really speaks to what I often struggle with, which is, you know, I want to be special and, you know, have this grandiose effect on the world. And yet, you know, there's some woman in a village somewhere, you know, in the middle of nowhere, or the jungle, you know, and she's just washing her clothes and hanging them on a line. And is her story less valuable? Is her life less valuable than, you know, someone else's who, you know, did something that is going to be in the history books? You know, it's not. And so I think it's just understanding that whether we feel like we live in obscurity or if we live on the stage, our voice and our life has value. And we don't know what that value is to someone else. You know, so I think we just tell what happens inside. You know, your interior is just as important as the exterior. And so as you live your life, things are happening and you are having an experience of life that's different than everyone else's because of the filter that you bring. And so I think every story is an awesome story, and we all are living these tiny stories every day.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate that. And I don't mean to trivialize myself, Sarah. I'm certainly proud of all my experiences. So that it is.
Well, I completely understand, and I feel like I spent a lot of my life thinking the same thing. You know, I have parents who love each other,
right?
You know, was raised in a Christian home with Christian values, and nothing dramatic happened to me until probably, and when I say dramatic, I mean, you know, story worthy is what I would have thought, you know, at the time. But I think understanding that life is really about these small moments that kind of are collective over time. And each of those small moments are pretty dramatic.
Yeah, indeed. So as we are, and it's so important to be able to articulate who you are and just to be able to tell your story. And I think that there's certainly people out there who are gifted at that, who are just naturally great storytellers, but the rest of us are probably not necessarily, but there's no reason that we can't be, right?
Right, exactly.
So how do I become a great storyteller, and how do I become a great teller of my story? That's probably the most important. Well, maybe it's not. Probably is.
Well, you know, I think screenwriting, if you understand screenwriting, or you know, writing fiction, or, you know, any kind of writing as a craft or storytelling as a craft, you'll find that the most important thing to start with is to know who the character of the story is and what they want. And so if you're telling your own story, I think it's important to know what is it that you want? What are you longing for? What is driving you? If you don't know what you want, then you just kind of let life happen to you, versus knowing what you want, you can start to move in a direction, and then you start to have the obstacles. Then you start to realize, oh, this is a challenge. This is that big drama moment, you know, because if I want to lose 20 pounds and I am at a party and I see this, you know, death by chocolate cake, all of a sudden that becomes the story. So it's about what you want, and then the obstacles and the challenges that come. And all the challenges can be, you know, either on the surface or inside you, or on a philosophical level. So there's different kinds of challenges that we face that we can start to look at.
So I'm identifying where I'm at today, or it's where I'm going to be in the future.
I think it's what you want for the future, mm-hmm. right? Or what you're striving for. So, you know, in whatever domain you're in. So if you're in your work domain, you know, what do I want? Do I want to build my own business, and what do I want that business to look like? Or what, you know, what's my ideal client, or who is my ideal client? You know, I'm going to make this one client my pursuit. Then all of a sudden we find out what the challenges are to getting that client, and that becomes the story.
Got it. Okay. Well, let's if it's all right, why don't we work through an example?
Okay. Sounds good.
And what is, do you have a common example that you like to share with people as we're sort of working through this process, or like a character of some kind, or?
Yeah. So, well, in marketing, I help my clients understand, like, who's their ideal customer and what is it that they want. So, in relation to what you offer, right? So, my clients want to be able to tell their business story. And so how I kind of help them is I help them figure out who their ideal client is and what that ideal client is wanting. So for example, let me think of somebody that I have right now. A client. Okay, so I am working with a natural product health researcher.
Okay.
So her company runs clinical trials on products that claim to be, you know, natural organic solutions to certain problems. So her goal is to get, you know, her goal is to get a natural food product company to have her run a trial on their product. And what they want is to be able to make these claims without getting sued, because there's rules around making these claims. So, you know, one of the ways she helps them overcome that problem is by running these, you know, very specific clinical trials, and she can help them just with these very simple 30-day trials to help them get those three labels on their product so that they can make these claims without lawsuit. So they have these problems. The FDA requires these certain things, and there's these penalties that you have to pay if you make false claims. So that's one of the things. And then another problem is, how are you going to convince people that the claims you're making are true? And, you know, so these are the problems. So we start to list these problems that these companies face and look at how do those problems make them feel, and what's really inherently wrong about these problems that they're facing. And so that kind of leads them into the philosophical, you know, realm. And the deeper problem that you're meeting, the bigger problem that you're overcoming, the better your marketing is. And so it's this real comprehensive understanding of the problems that your clients face.
Yeah, well, that certainly makes sense. All right, so it's identifying. My company helps organizations that are offering a natural product bring that product to the market and not justify but prove the assertions that they're making. And we do
that. And maybe even come up with some assertions that you didn't know were possible.
Oh, got it. Nice. All right. And then link those to not only the sort of the health benefits that I'll receive, but also to a greater striving. Like, yeah, you're going to be physically stronger, but that means that you're also going to be able to play with your grandkids or whatever it might be.
Exactly. Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Easy. We're all marketers now.
Yes. Just like that. Nice. Okay. Cool. And so that certainly does make sense. I mean, and it's appealing to both sides of my brain.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to attack the whole brain,
absolutely.
Sarah.
Yes. It's a whole brain thing. It's an integrated brain experience.
I love it. Well, Sarah, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
So I always tell other marketers that they really have to make sure, well, and any of my clients, they have to make sure they have a good one-liner. That one-liner is basically a micro story. It's in the writing world, we call it flash fiction or flash nonfiction. And in the marketing world, it's your elevator pitch. So it's basically three parts. And one, the first part is the problem your client faces. The second part is your solution to that problem. And the third part is the results that happen once you use that solution. So my one-liner is this. Most companies struggle to tell their story. I offer brand messaging and storytelling so that businesses can create clarity, spark interaction, and ignite their business. So the problem is they struggle to communicate their story. The solution is my brand marketing, and the results are creating clarity, sparking interaction, and igniting business.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely it's come on.
Come on.
I love it. That makes sense to me. Perfect.
Thanks for your enthusiasm.
Yes. I think that nothing great, Sarah, was ever accomplished without it. So I love it. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? Where can people connect with you?
I am on LinkedIn as Sarah Bro, or Bro Creative is my LinkedIn page. And you can find me at brocreative.com.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Sarah your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to brocreative.com. That's B-R-A-U-D, creative.com. Find her on LinkedIn as well. Thanks again, Sarah.
Thank you so much, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.